Thanks for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. MassMEP believes that there are some elements to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding their inefficiencies, strengthening their internal processes, or even unlocking their growth, that can extend a manufacturer beyond its current limitations. So every episode, take a journey with us as we speak with manufacturers, legislature, subject matter experts, and so many more as we head down the path of manufacturing across the state of Massachusetts. Whether we're in Boston, Worcester, or out in Springfield, maybe even in the Berkshires, we'll be here every week and we'll explain to you more about manufacturing and what's happening right in your own backyard.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm Haley Seal.
And I'm Emma Mailman.
It is New Year's. Happy New Year's. It is our traditional, now that it's year two, we can say it's a tradition. It is our traditional New Year's Eve podcast. So we hope everybody had a great holidays. And hopefully everybody is going to stay safe and is celebrating. What's that called? You want to celebrate in moderation. So we are back with our traditional New Year's Eve cast. Like to welcome back our IT manager, Mr. Matt Haley. Welcome back, Matt.
Thanks, Haley.
And of course, this is probably, I think, the third podcast now in a row she's maybe been on with us. Our director of sales and marketing, Miss Christy Grignon. Welcome back.
Thank you guys for having me back yet again. I haven't screwed up enough.
we're trying. I don't know. Maybe after this one, we might be close. You might spill too much tea in this podcast and we may have to maybe finally put a cap on it. So we shall see. Yeah.
All right. I'll do my best.
Okay, so as usual, we're going to ask a question, and icebreaker, of course, it's New Year's. So will you be doing a New Year's resolution? And if so, do you honestly believe you can stick to it?
I'll go first, Matt, since you're grimacing over there. And the answer for me this year is no, because I know I can't stick with it. So
what's the point? At least you're honest.
Yep. And last year's wish didn't come true. So I'm done with New Year's for a couple of years.
Kind of with Christy on this one. I guess you have all year to kind of make those changes if you want to make them instead of planning them for one day. So it's a lot of pressure you do it that one time. And if you fail, then you feel even worse about it. So might as well not even try.
Emma?
I feel the same as Matt. It's like there shouldn't just be one day set to make goals for yourself. It's even like Valentine's Day. It's like a day you have to show love. Can you do that all the time? Doesn't make sense to me.
I like it. In January of 2022, we have quite a few events going on. I can start with the first one, Emma, and then if you want, you can kind of dig in. So these aren't completely 100%, you know, fully confirmed, but these are what we're planning on doing for the next year, right, Christy?
Yes.
Okay. So we have some tentative dates and times. Obviously, you know, this may change due to whatever could happen depending on schedules and so on and so forth. But as we can get them confirmed and scheduled, Emma, where can people find this information?
They can find all of the information at massmep.org under the workshops tab. And there's a calendar displayed that has all of it there.
Awesome. See, and they can register from there. Super easy. Piece of cake. So our first one that we're looking at doing, this is huge. This is a big one, is our CMMC, and we're with Synergex, and we're learning about the journey from the CMMC 1.0 to 2.0. There have been some adjustments that have been made, but it is a way for them to inform you about what's happening and what we have going on. So they'll give you more details and more specifics of where the changes are and how those changes affect. Obviously, our audience that are, you know, the DoD supply chain manufacturers. So if you have anything to do with that. So that right now is confirmed. And I think that is January 11th at 11 a.m. 11/11/22. Yeah, that's what we're looking at for that.
And so, what's 11 plus 11?
It is 22. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's got to be lucky. Got to be really lucky.
Yeah, it'll be a great, I know that Pete and John from Synergex, they'll go through a lot of the specifics on the adjustments from 1.0 to 2.0. And they'll also give some takeaways for the audience that, you know, are important things for them as well. And they always give you one good little tidbit of information that you kind of never expect from them. So that is what
sometimes a personal tidbit, like those little Facebook questions.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't answer them. Yes. And changing your, also changing your password. So this morning on the news, there is a huge threat, I guess, right now, where there's a lot of stuff that's going on when it comes to cybersecurity. And I do know that there was an email that was sent out by Synergex. And it's a 0-day threat. So, you know, information regarding the risk. So that stuff goes on constantly. It never stops. And these people will find ways to get in there, and whatever they can do to collect information, they're going to go after. So
how about when Amazon had their big shutdown recently?
Yeah.
And they're like, it wasn't a cyber attack. Mm-hmm. Like the first thing they come out and say.
So usually it is what they say it isn't, right? It wasn't a cyber attack. It was totally a cyber attack.
All I know is I couldn't get onto my Prime television stuff. That's how it affected me. I wasn't shopping, but I was watching Prime.
I don't like doing this stuff, people. I don't have a Venmo. It's way too high tech for me. Can't handle it.
Venmo is wonderful. We got to get without
that. No. The whole
Venmo's the best thing since a debit card.
Okay. Do you want? And that's bad too. A debit card's bad too. You know why I don't like any of this stuff? Because of Synergex. They make me nervous.
John Sinopoli, you make Haley nervous.
John and Pete start talking about all this important stuff, and the next thing you know, somebody's going to steal my identity. Although I don't know
why they're laughing listening to this.
I know. Why would you want to steal my identity?
You know they're laughing.
Please, somebody take it. Please. All right. So that's January 11th. It's going to be at 11 a.m. And you can go to our website and register now. And what do we have the next week in January?
The next week we have our ISO internal auditor training on the 19th and 20th. It's a 2-day hybrid event, which is pretty exciting. It's my first hybrid event. It's going to be 8 hours each day. It's just going to run you through what exactly is an internal audit, how they're conducted, what work you should do in preparation for one happening, what you should pay attention to, and what makes a good audit a good audit.
There you go. So that is in January. And the way that works is we run that through the Workforce Training Funds program, which is done through the Express Grant. And in order for any small business that's under 100 employees to get fully reimbursed to attend the training, because the training is actually $1,000 per seat per person, they can apply for the Express Grant. And in order to apply for the Express Grant, it's 21 days out. So if you're hearing this and you're like, oh, I'd like to go to that training, a little too late. However, we have a solution for that, because that's what we do. We are the solutions experts. We will be having another ISO internal auditor in April. So if you're hearing this and you're saying, oh, I'd love to attend that training, you can. You just have to do it in April instead of January. So we'll be doing it the same format. We'll go hybrid. We'll do a 2-day event. So just like what Emma said, so it'll be worth it. And that will also be up on the website too. So you can go in and check on that. We have a couple other events. Christy, we're talking about possibly doing maybe a TWIJR January. You want to talk a little bit about that? You have more of the into know-how on that than we do on that side.
Sure. So within industry, and this is job relations. So very, very important. And it is going to be a 5-day training, 2.5 hours each day. It is a fantastic training, and you will have to do your own project with this training and present to the staff. I have never gone through job relations, but I've gone through job instructions. Mm-hmm. And I got my certificate and I am good to go. I am a professional at folding a t-shirt, and I can give you the job instructions on how to fold a t-shirt. But no, but this is job relations, and it's a great training. It is, I believe it's $99 per person. Well, Haley just told me it's $100, but I'm going to go with $99 per person.
If you listen to this podcast, you get $1 off.
Yeah. So yes, I listened to Christy and I want my dollar back. We'll give it to you the day of the training. Maybe you'll get a scratch card. But yeah, so, I mean, you cannot beat the price. I think it's normally a $6,000 training for your organization, but you can go through it for $100. So I definitely hope that some people take advantage of that.
Yeah. And that's a public event that we're doing. That is not going to be done through the Workforce Training Fund program. So when we get all of the specifics set up for that, that will also be on the website, and you can go ahead and go in and you can maybe use the coupon code Christy said $1 off. And you can get it for $99.
But hey, now that we're talking about this, let's give some incentive. Let's not make it $1 off. If you listen to this podcast and you say Christy said, you can get 20% off.
I like it. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Christy said.
Where to sell it, Christy?
Like a late Christmas present.
Yeah. Yeah. Christy said. So KRISTY said, SAID. You use that coupon code, we'll give you 20% off. There you go. Nice. All right. I like it. So that's January. There we are.
I love that Emma's feverishly making notes right now. Like, shoot, I got to put in a coupon code.
Post-it notes are moving so fast, I can't see it.
Oh, God. Sweating again. Leave me alone.
Just so everybody knows, Emma's off for like the next 6 weeks anyway, so she'll get
over
it.
That's why I'm profusely sweating. I'm like, oh, my God, there's more.
Don't worry, it's all good. It'll all be good. So yeah, so that's it. I mean, we've already gone through January of 2022. We move into February, and we do have a lot of items on the docket. Obviously, because we're still a little bit out from those, they're not 100%, but we're looking at doing another recap with Christine Nolan for MMAP, right, Christy?
Yep.
So you and she are going to be kind of wrapping it up and looking at other funding options?
Yeah, so they gave out 13 MMAP grants this past year, a little tallying over a little over $2 million, but they received $10 million to give out $2 million a year for 5 years. So we're going to recap what 13 companies just were awarded, and then we're going to give you the deets. Yeah, I said deets. The details, you might want to scrap the deets.
Nope, using the deets.
It's so tough.
On MMAP 2022 and when applications open up for another round of $2 million of awards for capital.
Ooh, big carrot. Yeah. Big carrot there. Got to go get that. All right, February, we're looking at doing possibly a robotics event with Access New England. If we can work something with them, the cobots, for Valentine's Day, we have something very special planned. It has absolutely nothing to do with Valentine's, but it's because of the staff that's going to be doing it, because we love them so much, and they're going to be bringing you all the love from the House of Lean at Mass MEP. So that is our House of Lean event that we have going on for that. And I think for that, we have Brian Harvey and Henry Hall. Yeah. So I think the goal for them is we'll try to get them in and do a podcast with them, and they'll tell you, you know, kind of what to expect. So when we say the House of Lean, what are we talking about with the House of Lean?
House of Lean? Well, yeah. It's kind of how we base most of our lean methodologies on. So it starts with value stream mapping, the steps going in, and then, you know, starts with the basis of, you know, lean transformation in a company, which is, you know, 5S, Kaizen events, or lean 101. And then it just builds upon those things that they've learned in those classes to hopefully improve their process and make them a much better company.
Ah, that was so lean in your description. I like it.
He's way better that he did it.
That's fantastic.
Now I don't have to talk anymore because it was so good.
No, you know what? Like sometimes I apologize. I do not give you the credit for the knowledge that you actually have regarding this organization, way beyond an IT manager. I have to say, way beyond that. So awesome. Yeah. So that we're going to do Valentine's Day. I would say maybe bring Henry and Brown and Brian a Valentine if you want. Maybe we'll do some fun little. Emma definitely will need one that day because she likes it so much. So we'll do like a little Valentine's box for everybody. You can bring them a Valentine.
I would say definitely your sense of humor too. I am sure the puns and the jokes will be flowing that day. Henry cannot help himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Henry will have a field day. Once he's up front, it's just dad jokes galore.
Oh, I love it.
Henry, don't get mad at me.
No. He won't. He'll be like, she's right. She's so right. Yeah. He likes a good audience. So yeah. So Christy's right. Bring your sense of humor to that. So that'll be on the 14th. And again, once we get all of the specifics on it, we'll get the registration link up and you can register to attend that event. That's a public event. It's just more of like an information session. It won't be super long. But it will be very enjoyable and there will be a lot of key takeaways from it. So finally, for the month of February, even though it is a short month, we're looking at having 4 events that month. So that's a big month for being a short month. On February 23rd, and Christy, you can probably hit on this one. This is, we're doing the Industry 4.0 information session, kind of on the roadmap with Mr. Greg Bauer and Mark Roth. There it is. It took me a little bit. I had to shake through those dusty files up there, but I got them loose. So they're, if you want to kind of give them a little bit of a highlight on what that's going to be about.
Yeah. So last year we introduced a new consortium. It was an Industry 4.0 consortium based around growth strategy for Industry 4.0. And so this year we're adding on to that consortium. So we're actually putting together 3 different consortiums. One is going to be on an Industry 4.0 growth plan. One is going to be on the digital thread. And the other is going to be Industry 4.0 for the shop floor. So it's a little bit for everybody throughout the organization. And when you put them together, you really have the majority of a roadmap moving forward. So I think it's definitely going to be something that if you are looking down that path, you want to optimize, you want to grow, you want to join an information session and learn more.
Yeah. So that'll be on the 23rd. That I do know is at 11 a.m. We have confirmed that. We're just going to get a little description together, which will include all those details that Christy just said, and that'll be up there. Okay. So we're through January and February. We're moving right along through 2022. This is fantastic. We are now into March, and the same in March, we are looking at a potential of 3 events. And these are kind of out there right now and just, in idea level, I guess, is what we're looking at. And then we're going to start kind of really turning these into something. On March 8th, it is Women's Day. So on Women's Day, we came together and said, you know what, let's do a workshop, around Women's Day and women in manufacturing. So we have some special guests. I'm not going to spill that tea because it hasn't been confirmed, but possibly, you know, from, some maybe companies we may have already said on this podcast, that we might have some people that will be there maybe running the workshops, or we're looking at doing like a workshop style, and that would be a couple hours. We're looking probably hybrid event. If you can do it in person completely, we would love to do that. But that's where our thoughts are on that. And then in the middle of March on the 16th, again, still kind of in idea mode, but hoping that we can pull this one off and bring it to fruition. Back in, what was that, October-ish, we were kind of going around and meeting with the legislature across the state. And we were talking, they were doing kind of like a town hall or like an open forum and in each of their districts or in within their areas. And they were talking with the manufacturers. And a lot of the manufacturers, obviously right now with what's going on and what's happening, their number one issue that they are trying to find solution to is their workforce program. So whether it's development, retaining, recruiting, they are just really struggling. So we've kind of come together with one of our favorite legislatures, Representative Roy, and we're hoping that maybe we can put something together. This was an idea that the manufacturers had brought up in his district, and they had said, can we do a manufacturing job fair? So we're looking into it. And if that's something that we might be able to get to work, we have some feelers out right now, some ideas. So if there's anybody out there as well that's really interested in this, wants to know more about it, maybe wants to participate in it, has some ideas or thoughts, you know, reach out to us at MassMEP. We do have our contact us page, and just write in there, you know, manufacturing job fair. If you have any ideas, or if you're interested in possibly, hey, maybe why can we do a tour, you know, of our facility that day, or, you know, we would love to come and have a couple people represent our organization in this manufacturing job fair. We are open, all ears open right now, and trying to get some feedback on that. So we're looking at doing that around March. And the reason we're looking at March is because why, Emma, why did we say March? Do you remember, like, you kind of, this was kind of your point that you brought, I think, to our attention in talking about it being, doing it in the spring.
Because as I have only just graduated college last year, college students, that's normally when they get in a tizzy about starting to look for jobs. They start to feel the pressure and stress because all their friends, you know, and other classmates are looking for work. So it's a good time to kind of get the ball rolling and give them some resources to make the process hopefully a little bit less stressful.
Yeah. So it's that we're hoping that that's something we can kind of pull off. So that we were looking at, we'll do in March. So we'll get more details on that, but that'll definitely be more of an in-person kind of event that you'd want to attend. Then as we get out of March, the third week, this might be, Christy, this is definitely for you. We're looking at doing a 2-day workshop. DFMA.
Design for Manufacturability.
Yes.
One of the big things that came out of the MERT program last year when we were going through all of that and all the companies pivoting to make PPE was Design for Manufacturability. So MERT 2.0 is an EDA grant, and Julie Chen out of UMass Lowell runs that grant. So we're going to be putting together a couple of workshops throughout Massachusetts, but the first one's going to be kind of central to us here in Worcester for DFMA. So more to come on that soon, but definitely a very important workshop to attend.
Yeah, so we'll have more specifics on that, but we're looking at doing in that the third week of March. So, you know, maybe the 21st, 22nd, 22nd, 23rd. So just to give you I guess you could do a save the date is what I would call that. So there you go. That's on there. All right. So that's the first quarter. We're already blown through the first quarter of 2022. We really kind of, we'll just give you up to about May, and then obviously you'll be hearing from us again. So
Haley, you're making me nervous because now if you're talking first quarter, that means that there's only 3 quarters left the way we're working right now until Christmas 2022. That's kind of, I feel like there's a count, like we could have a countdown to Christmas after each one of these events, like 200 days till Christmas.
Yeah. Some people think about Christmas in the summer. Christy thinks about it a whole year before.
Hey, when you live in the market marketing world, which is always 3 months ahead, you lose a quarter every year because you're just always a quarter ahead.
Yeah. You're always. And it's funny. I talked to someone who will remain nameless within our organization that was like, oh yeah, I don't work that far out. I'm like, that far out? That's in February. That's not that far out. They're like, oh, that's really far out. I'm like, oh yeah, no.
There's an event coming in May that Haley and I are a year behind on the event.
we just started planning it.
We should have started 13 months ago.
Yeah. We're going to pull it off though. It's going to be super successful, super successful. All right. So in April, we said we have the ISO internal auditor. We will get that up very, very soon. Actually, that probably can go up as quickly as, I don't know, tomorrow, we'll say. So you'll definitely see that in January. That will be available for you to sign up to attend. So that'll be the 20th and the 21st of April. I just got to make sure that our facilitator is available for that date. He hasn't confirmed, so I'll confirm with him, but I think we're pretty good to go with that. April 6th, we are looking at doing another information session, and this is going to be regarding our MassMEP lean assessment. So that is our internal staff again. We have two of our project managers, Kristen Benenda and I think Brian Harvey, and they will be talking a little bit about our lean assessment. Do you want to give them a little insight on that?
Sure. The webinar itself, or the lean assessment tool. The lean assessment tool takes about 2 to 4 hours that we go in and go through your entire organization and show you what opportunities there are for improvements and what those improvements will do for the organization, whether it's eliminating waste or increasing sales. Mm-hmm. We can even do lean in the office, so we can eliminate paper and waste within the office. So it really can hit all types, all parts of your organization. So it sounds like it takes a length of time for you, but it's definitely worthwhile, especially when you're building a program, a lean program to help, I used the word optimize earlier, but we'll use it again, optimize your organization and help you grow through the Workforce Training Fund program. So we utilize that to help you with the training that's gonna work towards a leaner operation.
Perfect. So our information session on that and the specifics about the lean assessment, and then hopefully some of you have listened to that and said, ooh, I need to sign up. I want to hear more about that because I'd love to have an assessment done for us to see what we need. We're looking at doing that in April. We're looking April 6th right now. So we like to go with Wednesdays, middle of the week, because if people like to take a 4-day weekend, they either do a Friday to a Monday or a Friday to a Monday. So we stick with a Wednesday.
I like it.
So that's where we go. In the middle of April, we are looking at doing an information session with Datanomics. So who is Datanomics and what is that information session going to be based on?
So Datanomics is a company that supports you with the Internet of Things, putting sensors on your machines to let us know what's going on with them. How efficient are they? Are they up and running and operating? Do they need maintenance? Types of things like that. So you know what's going on with your organization, getting one step closer to a smart manufacturing facility where you can start to do things by the touch of your finger on your phone, even if you're not in the building. So one step closer.
That's awesome. So yeah, so they'll be in April. We hope to have them in April, and they can do a little bit, an hour long information session, learn a little bit more about them and what they can do, how that they can help you. And then we're getting into May. We have Uno Evento Plano in Mayo. Big event. We only have one planned in May. And this is the one that Christy was saying we are 6 months behind on, 9 months behind on. Is that what you said? I forget.
I think it's a lot. We're like 13 months behind.
Yeah. However, we're going to pull it off in the next 1, 2, 3, 4 months. So would you like to spill the whole tea, or are we just going to say a date and just tell everybody to be there? Like, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I think we just yell out, save the date, May 20th, save the date. It's going to be a morning event. We will feed you and educate you, but you will not go hungry. You will not go thirsty. It is going to be a fantastic event, but more to come. So keep looking at our website and wait for it to hit. And I bet there will be robots there. How about that?
Yes, there will be robots. We'll do a podcast on it as well to give you more specifics. But yeah, so save the date for May 20th, 2022. All right, so that's through May. I think we've given you enough events now to kind of whet your appetite. And so I'm going to do a little run back and say, what was your favorite event that we did in 2021? Matt, I'm going to start with you.
Well, thank you, because I'm probably going to take the one that everyone else wants. Mine was the mashup.
Yeah.
So the manufacturing mashup at Polo Park, it was nice to get out, see a whole bunch of people, see all the vendors, hear everyone speak, see all the legislator. I think it was just a good day all around. The weather could have been a little bit better,
But
at least we're inside. And I think anyone that went had a good time and really liked the event. And
so Emma, I know you weren't here for the whole year, so you may not have as many of the options that the rest of us have, but maybe if you can't give us your favorite event, what was something that you just really enjoyed, or you're, you know, thankful that you had the opportunity to maybe be a part of for 2021?
Well, I do have a favorite event as well, But something that I'm thankful for, even though I wasn't able to attend the mashup, the planning process of it, because it was technically the first like major event I was involved with. And I got to do it with all of you. So a really good learning experience with, you know, a safety net below me, just in case I came across an obstacle, which definitely happened. But it was a good learning process. You guys are really patient, super helpful. So that's probably what I'm most thankful for. But as far as events, I think one of my favorites I'm always happy to be involved in, not to hype them up or anything, but is the cybersecurity with Synergex, just because every time I come out of it, I feel like there's like some mind-blowing fact that we're told that sticks with me for a bit. So I think those are some of my favorites to go to.
Good. Hopefully you got a nice Christmas present from them, because if you didn't, you better get one in 2022. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, they did just send me a little card.
Yes. See?
So cute.
Yeah. Aw, see?
Oh, that's been fun, huh?
Yeah. Nice little card. Yeah, I know. Okay, Christy, you are last.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. I have to be different because you guys have talked about the mashup, which was a fabulous event. And I think it was the most exciting because it was our first event with a lot of people face to face again. So yeah. I look forward to a lot more of that in 2022. I didn't realize how much I missed it until we were kind of in the throes of it. Although we did not get muffins. And that makes it not my favorite event.
Oh my gosh, still upset over that.
Just Christine, throwing Christine that out there. Yeah. And I don't even really like muffins. It's just that they weren't there.
The principle.
So we're going to make sure we start bringing some muffins in.
Right. No, don't. I won't even eat them. But I'm going to go with one of the ones that I think was probably the most important. And we saw it again at the mashup. We saw the kind of the same event at the mashup, but we did a webinar on market recruit and retain the manufacturing workforce. And I think with everything that we've heard over the past year and people not being able to get employees, I think that was one of the most important webinars that we've done. And the feedback that we got from that webinar with the information that was on it was outstanding. So I'm gonna go with that was my favorite webinar because I think we really hit the mark on the material that needed to be put out there.
Yeah, I agree. That was a good one. Yeah, you're right. We even made some adjustments above and beyond what we even would ever have thought to do, and adding a whole new section to our website because of that. It didn't exist before. So yeah, that was a big deal. That was a good one. Yeah, that was fun. That was a fun one. I enjoyed the legislator events and going to those. We did with Senator Gobey, Senator Moore, and then with Rep Roy.
And they're so fun. All of them so fun.
Yeah, just really good people, you know, really wanting to know and understand what's going on out there and what they can do, if anything, to provide some form of a solution. And, you know, what's the next best step for us? Very proud of what they do. I always find it very intriguing too about how embedded they are in their own grassroots, you know, and still living in the same town that they grew up in. And so, and now represent and take care of in a much bigger platform. So those were a lot of fun. I thoroughly enjoyed those. And we did two virtual and then we did one on site, and it was cool to be able to go to a manufacturer again and sit and walk through, you know, the manufacturing facility and be able to see what they do every day. Yeah. So we went to MGB in Franklin. Rep Roy was there and a couple other manufacturers were there, and they got to sit down and really just kind of talk with the representative. John Killam from MassMEP was there, and similar type of an environment where it was, you know, like an open discussion where the reps or the senators went in and listened to the manufacturers and what's going on with them. And MGB, so Bob Vizella is his name. He also runs a winery, and we do have a bottle of wine from his winery. I have placed it in it is in a safe place. It has not been opened yet because it was purchased for us by Rep Roy's aide, who we're going to give a huge shout out to, Sandy, and we won't, just for privacy purposes, we will not release her last name in case there's a mob somewhere that wants to track her down and is like, "You're so amazing, Sandy," because she really is an amazing human being. But yeah, Sandy bought us a bottle of wine, so we still have that, and we'll have to tap into that. Maybe that could be our New Year's drink. That's what we're drinking for New Year's.
I was going to say tonight. Today could be the day.
Today's tonight. The day. Tonight, whoop whoop. Tonight, whooping it up with the wine from Bob Vizella's winery, La Cantina Winery. Great wine, but that was it. So yeah. All right. Well, everyone, have a great, safe, happy New Year. Thanks, you guys, for being on with us today. We will see everybody in 2022. So happy New Year's. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year!
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Mass. Thanks for listening to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, transforming manufacturing enterprises. You can subscribe to our channel anywhere you listen to your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you can always go to our website at massmep.org. So we'll see you next time, whether it's our space, your space, or cyberspace.